News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Indeed it is. Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Got a number. It's going to be a busy weekend, man. There's a lot going on, including a three-day event that's going to be downtown at the Convention Center, Riverfront Convention Center. And it's a brand new event. I'm looking at the website. The website is absolutely fantastic. It's the Eco Wild Expo. Stephen Potts is with Mobile Bay Monthly. They're helping put this thing on. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Dan. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, Stephen. Dalton here along with Dan. And we are looking forward to this. This event looks absolutely fantastic as you get started at noon on Friday. And what better way to open it up than with Sean Sullivan with Midday Mobile doing his broadcast live from the convention center there. But how did this come to be? I mean, with the folks around here love our outdoors, and this seems to check just about every box.
Right. And so we recognize that, and we just wanted to put on a show that's, hunting, fishing, conservation, really any outdoor recreation. We know Mobile loves the celebration, and so we just want to add this to the annual mix.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, we love a good time, and we certainly love the outdoors, for sure.
Absolutely, and so we've we got to work on this over a year ago, and we got some early buy-in from the Porch Band of Creek Indians, which really they came on as our title sponsor, and that really gave us a boost. And when we were out in the community talking to people about it, everybody was fired up. There was a lot of positivity behind it, so that really helped push us through. At times we got into this and we're like kind of like the dog that actually caught the car. But it's been a long journey. It's been fun to put on, and we think it's going to be a great show. There's just a ton of activities and a ton of great vendors. A lot of support coming in.
Yeah, and with this being the first year of this, the inaugural Eco Wild Outdoor Expo, the schedule you guys have put out there, this is really great, because a lot of first time events, like you say, it's like the dog catching the car, but you guys have done your work because the schedule laid out very nicely. You've got a different variety of experts speaking on different topics, of course a bunch of great music too, and a lot of FM Talk 106.5 friends and hosts will be there. I mentioned Sean, but you also have another Sean, Dr. Sean Powers, who will talk about sustainable fisheries. I guess Don Dubuque will be there on Saturday. And then one of my friends, Dylan Waller with Waller Canine, he's doing some demos this weekend as well. And that's just a few of the many different events and sessions you'll have out there.
Yeah, Dylan's great. Dylan's got, he's actually got my dog, and he's bringing, I've got a Brittany that he's bringing. He's going to be doing some of the demos. So, he's great. We're excited to have him. Activities like the rock wall, we think is going to be a big hit. We've got this giant alligator slide. We really wanted to make this a family-friendly thing and kind of differentiate it from your normal hook and bullet show. So we added things like a butterfly house. We've got this great wildlife art gallery put on by Sophiella. This we think is going to be a big hit. And kids fishing, a BB gun range. The folks at I can't say enough about the folks at Outdoor Alabama and Chris Blankenship and the Department of Conservation. They've been great. They're going to have a room with all kinds of activities, including archery. We're trying to bring people out, introduce them to some stuff that they don't know about, and let them learn, and just have fun and celebrate all the things we can do. And this, it's just such a unique area down here.
Yeah.
With all our access that we just want to put it out there.
It is. It's a celebration of what the area is. But Stephen, for the life of me, I don't think I've ever seen an event like this. We've had outdoor events before, but this is so comprehensive, and it's so, it's got one event after another.
It's almost like a festival.
It really is. And so I think our main thing is to make sure people are aware of this, because I think of a lot, if there's people who miss out on this because they weren't aware of it, or you're going to be sorry, because this has got just about anything and everything you could want about enjoying the outdoors in this Mobile Bay area.
And Stephen, food, will that be available there? We already talked about the music and some of the talks that will be happening on the stages, but is food available?
Right. We are going to have some food trucks there, so we're excited to have them. And then, there will be some concessions there. It's going to be a good time. We're some other things that we're doing that, you're right, Dan. I haven't seen another show like this.
No.
And it's kind of a, in our business, we're in magazines. We try to find a niche audience and try to really narrow it down. But this one, we kind of went the opposite way. We got something for everybody. So we've got these cool giveaways. We're going to give away a dove shooting trip in Argentina. If you go on the website, you can see all of them. We've got a VIP experience with the Montgomery Whitewater. So this is cool Montgomery Whitewater place where you can go do all kinds of really incredible stuff up there. I'm excited about lifetime hunting license and the lifetime fishing license. I mean, that's a great gift or, a great giveaway. So,
How was this? We'll get to how to get tickets and all here in just a moment. Who the heck was in this meeting that hatched this thing? It's a big endeavor, Stephen. So when did you think this was a good idea? Because I know it's a lot. I think it's going to be great. But, man, this is you had a lot of things to pull together here.
Right. So, we've had a lot of meetings and where we thought it was a good idea, and then a lot where we thought this was a terrible idea. No, but it's been great. So we've got a great team at our company, and we've looked around. We've done a lot of research. We've had consultants, and we really couldn't have done it without them. We brought on some full time employees for this, and. So it's been a big undertaking. It's almost like starting a new business.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me.
One of the things Dan has been raving about this morning, and I second that, is this website, ecowildexpo.com. Really well done. And you can see everything about it as you make your plans for this weekend, down to the floor plan, the schedule that I was talking about, and everything that will be available to you out there. But I'm guessing that's also the best place to purchase tickets is there at ecowildexpo.com.
They're in, at the door. So, I think I talked to Sean yesterday, and he mentioned that Mobilians, we like to decide when we want to decide. So we just come to the door and get them, and it'll be easy. And, again, kids 8 and under are free. So we feel like that's a good thing. We want the kids to come in and enjoy and learn and become outdoors men and women themselves.
So general admission age is 9 and up, $15, and then general admission military discount is $12. Right. So that's a great. And I'm right there. I've just clicked on buy your tickets here. So that's as easy as it can be. We've got to buy tickets online for nearly anything and everything now, including high school sports. So everybody's pretty much used to that. You can wait and buy at the door if you like. This is going to be a great, great weekend for an inaugural event. Stephen,
I think kind of what we've been saying is Art Walk's Friday night. So come to our show and hit Art Walk 2 and enjoy everything downtown has to offer Friday. Or, Saturday you got all day. You can come in, at your leisure. And then Sunday, Mother's Day, we look at it like, hey, this is a great family outing for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Or Dad says, you know what, Mom? I'm going to take the kids for a couple hours. You enjoy some peace and quiet.
That's
what you really want.
That's what Mom really wants, is for us to get the heck out of her way. When you get out of her way, do it by going downtown to the Eco Wild Festival. And Stephen, appreciate your time this morning, and I will see you out there.
Great, man. We look forward to it.
All right, that's Stephen Potts with Mobile Bay Mag and the Eco Wild Outdoor Expo on the way this weekend. And how about right now we give away a family four-pack, another family four-pack for the Outdoor Expo this weekend. Caller number five at 251-343-0106. Caller number five, you get that family four-pack, and we'll have three more to give away this week. So stay tuned, but to make sure you're not left out, you can purchase those tickets at ecowildexpo.com. Again, that starts Friday at noon with Midday Mobile live from the Mobile Convention Center getting it kicked off.
They must have so many partners in this thing. People who, you mentioned some that have ties to FM Talk 106.5, mm-hmm. but my goodness, the kids fishing and the BB gun range and the bees exhibition and the butterflies. I hope the butterflies and the bees don't get mixed
Keep
up.
Keep them away? Yeah. I don't know what that would look like.
Yeah. Probably would not turn out well. But that is this weekend. It is all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Convention Center downtown. I would highly recommend it because I was aware of this as it was being hatched, mm-hmm. back at, like Stephen said, about a year ago. Well, a lot of work's gone into this.
I don't know if we'll be able to get Sean Sullivan out, you know, once he starts at noon on Friday.
Yeah.
Does he even leave? I think he just stays overnight.
He'll be his own political prisoner. It's like free Sean Sullivan from the Eco Wild event at the convention center, but he'll take JB down there, and they'll have a huge time.
Yeah, and I mentioned my friend Dylan Waller. So yeah. Waller Canine, a couple demos, one on Saturday and Sunday. Great guy. If you're interested in getting your dog trained, Waller Canine.
That's the guy for you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. We took Chase out there. And he's down there off Fowl River Road, just off DIP, but does a great job, especially with the bigger dogs, getting them trained up. Check that out, Waller Canine. He'll be there that weekend. And then I mentioned it, Don Dubuque, yeah. Sean Powers, Sullivan. This is like an FM Talk 106.5 homecoming out there.
Yeah, it'd be great. The Sean show on Friday will no doubt be outstanding. It's noon to 2 out there, Sean's Midday Show. 818, Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5.